I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, there are big questions about the future of Project Marvel after last night's city council meeting. Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones proposed hitting pause on the city's negotiations with the Spurs over their plans for a downtown arena and a sports and entertainment district. Mayor Jones joins us to talk about her concerns in working with the council on this generational investment. And later on The Source, 2 months ago, 13 people died when a flash flood hit San Antonio. Could an early warning system have saved lives that day? Bexar County and the San Antonio River Authority are working on using the latest technology to develop a way to warn local commuters about high water and danger. This is a community conversation. We want to hear from you. Call in at 833-877-8255. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Independent journalism needs protection, now more than ever. Leaving a gift to TPR in your will helps ensure thoughtful, fact-based news has a future in Texas. Learn more at tpr.org/legacy.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half hour, we're going to be hearing about a plan for a local flash flood warning system, something that could save lives in the area. But first, Project Marvel and Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones. Last night, there was a marathon city council meeting and a discussion about the city striking a deal with the Spurs over the proposed downtown sports and entertainment district, which includes an arena that would be the new home court for the Spurs. Mayor Jones proposed hitting pause on those negotiations, but that did not happen because of a council vote. They need to be posted ahead of time on the public agenda before they can happen. It's part of the Open Meetings Act, and so therefore, the city is now still moving forward with Project Marvel. Nevertheless, there are still questions. Should San Antonio slow the roll on Project Marvel? We're expecting Mayor Jones to join us in the studio any minute now to tell us more about her plans and what she expects from the Spurs on this. And as she tries to negotiate the best deal possible for the city of San Antonio in the process. But right now, as we wait for Mayor Jones, let's hear from you. You can call in. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK, to get your take on where we are with Project Marvel, if you think that the city of San Antonio should hit pause, or we should just look at the numbers that we've been given and make a deal. Let's go to our caller. We have Henrietta on the phones. And Henrietta, you're on the air. And so, Henrietta, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, go right ahead. Tell us what you think about Project Marvel.
Well, I think Project Marvel will be a big mistake because a lot of the money that's going to be invested should be invested in the community first. Like the San Antonio took away a lot of senior programs, and that's the largest voting block here in San Antonio. And I'm glad she is putting a pause. But if the city of San Antonio is, as you just said, they're going forward, who is the city of San Antonio? Not 10 people in the city council. It's the whole city of San Antonio. It's us, the voters, not city council, because they think that they're there, that they own that seat. No, they don't. We need to put it up for a very serious vote, but I seriously am against it because it's money down the drain because it could be put and beneficial to other programs that have been either ignored, neglected, or not even thought of and needs to be taken care of.
All right, Henrietta, thank you for your comments on that. And our phone lines are open if you want to join in and talk about the Project Marvel proposal. Right now, we are on standby waiting for Mayor Jones to join us. She is across the street at City Council. They're in executive session right now. I'm being told that she will be here momentarily. So right now, we're just going to enjoy open phones and see what our listeners have to say about Project Marvel. Project Marvel, of course, is the massive $3 to $4 billion proposed development aimed at transforming downtown San Antonio into a sports and entertainment hub. The key components include that new Spurs home court arena. It would be replacing the Frost Bank Center on the east side. That arena itself is estimated to cost about $1.3 to $1.5 billion. The Spurs are offering $500 million right now, and they are also promising to cover any cost overruns. Also, with the Project Marvel, they're talking about expanding the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, improvements to the Alamo Dome, expanding the convention center, a hotel, a land bridge, expanding the Riverwalk deeper into that area as well, mixed-use entertainment district, a lot of promises about what this would include and how would it be financed. There is private investment coming from the Spurs. The Spurs are committing that $500 million plus money for cost overruns and plus more money in adjacent development and $60 million for long-term community programs. The city is looking at considering issuing bonds, which would be backed by the arena lease revenue, elevated property taxes in the redevelopment zone, and hotel taxes. All of this would require no direct vote from the city. You know, the citizens of San Antonio, if this is the plan, there's no plan for a vote for the city. However, the county is now putting a vote for the people. That would be in November of 2026. Bexar County is pushing to increase the venue taxes for the voters to decide in November whether to authorize up to $311 million towards that project. Also, the county will be waiving the penalties that the Spurs were supposed to be paying for leaving the Frost Bank Center early. And so let's go to another caller. Any of these callers ready to go? Okay. And so we're still waiting on standby for Mayor Jones to appear here. So tell me what you think. Call in. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Do you think that San Antonio, the city of San Antonio, not necessarily the county, but there should also be a city vote on whether the city should be working with the Spurs on doing Project Marvel? Or would you consider the county vote going to be enough for that? Let's go to Sean on the phones. And Sean, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. David, thank you so much for taking my call. I was just talking to your guy. I went to Spurs games. I graduated high school in 1985. We went to Spurs games. We went to Folklife Festival. We went to Niosa. And they were all San Antonio people. I just celebrated my 58th birthday last March, and we stayed at the Minger and did the Alamo package. Not one person did we meet was from San Antonio. So I'm wondering how we could bring that same sense of, oh, my gosh, everybody was so proud to be from San Antonio back in the day, if that's still happening. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Sean, well, I appreciate it. I know exactly what you mean. There's good and bad what you're saying. You know, by having people coming from out of San Antonio to come here to visit, they're spending their dollars here. And this is creating the tourist economy. And that's what they're saying that Project Marvel will accomplish by having this spiffy sports and entertainment district in downtown San Antonio. It elevates San Antonio much like Hemisphere did in 1968, and that this could be an extension of that. But you have to create things in order to make San Antonio a destination city, a place where people want to have their conventions, a place where people want to spend their vacations, and a place people want to take their kids to go experience. And that's what they're saying Project Marvel is going to do, although we did get that economic forecast saying that it would be that Project Marvel would generate over $18 billion over 30 years. There's a lot of questions about that report, and we'll get into that as we get through this conversation. Again, we're waiting for Mayor Jones to join us. We're on standby, and so we have open phones. We're going to get Amy on the air when we come back from the break. This is The Source from Texas Public Radio talking about Project Marvel. Stay with us.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp carrier dedicated to handling claims proactively and a commitment to helping injured employees and workers' comp policyholders get back to business. TexasMutual.com/claims.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. We're here now joined by Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones to tell us about her concerns about Project Marvel and her desire to hit pause on the negotiations from the city of San Antonio. She was on the city council meeting last night saying that maybe things are going a little bit too fast. This is a generational investment for the city of San Antonio. This is something not to be taken lightly, and that we need to take our time and make sure that every dollar that's put into this project is returned to the people of San Antonio multiple times. And so, Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones, well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you coming here.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So what were you thinking? Say, okay, let's hit pause. I know that didn't happen because
strategic pause. And in part because there is nothing at this point that is driving our urgency. Okay. Now, the county had a little bit of a different calculus because they can only call an election like that once a year. So it was either this November or next November. And I would argue that the county's calculus is also different because they have said, you know, we're going to give up to 25% of the cost of the new arena. They've capped that at $311 million.
What is that?
$311 million, excuse me. Yeah, $311 million. They have also said if the Spurs, to help with this overall deal, the county has also said if the Spurs do end up leaving the Frost Center early, they will waive the $88 million fee associated with doing so. So all told, the county has said we're good for $399 million this.
That's pending voter approval, right?
Correct. But that's what they have said. That is what their analysis, whatever their analysis entails, that is what their analysis has yielded, 399 total. They have not, though, asked for a CBA. They do not have a community benefits agreement.
Okay, I don't know those ones with acronyms. Sorry, I'm
so,
not.
So, well, I mean, hey, San Antonio, we're going to have to get to know this term real good because, you know, again, I've always said, how much is it going to cost? Who's it going to pay? And how does the community benefit? How the community benefits is not only on the financial side, but again, what are also some of those commitments? And that is traditionally captured in a community benefits agreement, right? That's a standard practice. So we, at this point, there is nothing right. There is no urgent timeline on our side. Actually, as was articulated last night, the Spurs may not need to leave the Frost Center early. So we actually have, you know, much more time to make sure that we really nail this out. And I think what's really important for listeners is that, you know, while this council has only been in the seat for coming on 50 days. Now, I understand, you know, this conversation has been before the city council as a body, you know, since November of last year, right?
That was a different council.
Well, that's my point. You're making my point, which is not only was that a different council, I would argue the most important information has only been received within the last 2-3 weeks, right? The letter from the Spurs detailing what they would commit to, which, oh, by the way, was also different than what was shared last night in the letter that was shared with us. And again, if it put it in writing, right? The letter that was shared with us was a $500 million contribution, $500 million in guaranteed development, from which then property tax revenue would go to finance the arena on top of a $60 million community benefits agreement. Last night, there was discussion of actually a $1.4 billion, which would be $500 million in a financial contribution, $500 million toward guaranteed development in one phase, and then $900 million in the second phase. So again, lots of moving pieces, lots of new data very quickly, no new urgency. We now have a number from the county, and we now have a number from the Spurs. So I think, look, we've got the leverage. Why we should be very thoughtful, because as you described, and I have said, this is a generational investment. I think it's also important just on this Spurs deal, you know, they're looking for a $1.5 billion arena. Okay. Now, if we look at what that would mean to our city, $1.3 billion. If you just do that math, if you take away the county's $311 million and you take away the Spurs' contribution, that leaves our city contribution at $489 million. Okay. So, you know, if folks were looking at the slides, the range that the city staff has put forward is $350 million to $500 million. But when we look at the city contribution on the lower end of what the Spurs are asking for their arena, we're already at 489, right? So you're telling me the range is of the city contribution is $489 million to $500 million. So look, this is, we have to do our due diligence and, I think for folks that have taken the time to look at the economic impact analysis that was provided, there were some concerns that were also raised by some of my colleagues in terms of the thoroughness of those reports, and I share those concerns. CSL did not share, which is the city contracted vendor who did that analysis, they did not share their assumptions. In their methodology, they did not share their data sources. These are all, again, very basic things that you would need to provide to make sure that we can have confidence in those. I think as concerning for me is that CSL, who is the city's contractor to do that economic impact analysis, when you get to the portion about the Spurs arena, they did not do their own independent analysis. As they shared, they reviewed the summary findings of the Spurs' consultant. Okay, the Spurs consultant report, we were just shared that piece of information and that study the day before last. Okay, so we have not had an opportunity to really dig into those numbers. Those numbers, that report, when you look at the date, was created in January 2025. But again, that was only shared with myself and the council the day before last. On top of CSL in their own analysis said, we actually would have to do our own analysis to be able to verify what is said in that report. So look, we have to get this right. We don't do this every other day. This is a major investment because we have to understand this project and these bills in the context of this overall project. One of the things, the voters will not vote on the arena by itself. They're not going to
in the city.
That's right. In the city. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. So city voters will not vote on the arena by themselves. The next time city voters will vote on a city related bond is when it's related to infrastructure. Right.
Right. But there's going to be a lot of infrastructure connected to mm-hmm. building if this thing moves forward.
Correct.
And though people will be looking at that vote as if it's part of Project Marvel, in many people's minds,
as they should.
They're not going to be able to tease out the two.
Well, and I actually appreciated the recommendation from one of the folks that showed up yesterday in public comment and said, you know, when this does come for a vote, please articulate what is the infrastructure that is for this downtown development, and please articulate what is the infrastructure that is for other things in our community.
Right, and that's really because we have props usually during a bond election.
Right, right. And I think, well, I mean, there's also just the basic idea of we don't have an endless line of credit, right? we can't just borrow into an infinity, because let's put this in context, right? The first bond, as has been shared by the city manager, the first bond, which means there's others, right? Otherwise, there wouldn't only be the first. The first bond for infrastructure related to the downtown development, they estimate to be $220 to $250 million. Okay, that's one. Secondly, as we are all, you know, looking at flood-related infrastructure, right? On the state's state flood mitigation plan, there are 14 projects there that relate to the city of San Antonio. 14 projects. If we wanted to get all those paid for, that's $411 million. Okay. Now, it's important, and this is why I shared with our state delegation, you know, a list of those asks, because when you look at where our projects, though, prioritize, in the top 100 of the state's projects, San Antonio only has four. So you can see how difficult it would be for those to get all funded by the state, which is why if we are serious about that, and frankly, if council members said, hey, let's address all these flood projects, and those are just the flood projects we know about. So now first one, 220 to 250 plus 411, you're already at 660. And based on the economic conditions, our ability to borrow is decreased. So, you know, if you were to assume 800, 900 million is what we could borrow, there's not a lot of wiggle room there for other projects, which is why it's really important for me that we lay all of this out for our community. As you know, I also sit on the board of SAWS. And SAWS, we just had a board meeting, and there's a lot of delayed capital projects. And so they are also talking about, you know, bringing to council a rate request. And so, and they were very clear to say this rate request, what they're looking at, did not include some of the infrastructure investments that would be needed to move the chilled water plant downtown, which is part of Project Marvel. So there are other bills here. And again, I am not a no. I am a let's get all the data. Let's lay this flat for people. Let's also, you know, let's help our folks understand that we've done the due diligence.
Let me ask you, though, about this question.
Okay. So you can see I got the questions.
All right. So
I've got questions.
What about this deadline, August 21st?
That is not a deadline.
To vote on a non-binding term sheet.
Not a deadline. It's a desire. It's not a deadline. There's nothing driving that. There's no deadline for that.
So there is a false sense of urgency.
I mean, if you watch, hey,
benefits of some players.
Hey, I'm not getting jammed up. We don't need to do this. Let's not jam ourselves up. Let's do the due diligence. I mean, I was very surprised yesterday when I asked one of my colleagues, hey, if we paid for a $1.3 billion arena, what's the city portion? They could not answer that question.
Well, let me ask you about profit sharing.
You've brought revenue up sharing. Hell
revenue
yeah.
Sharing. Why did the Spurs get all the money for the naming rights and the concessions and the T-shirts? What do you want?
I want to cut. You know why? Because we've got senior centers we need to pay for, right? We've got projects we need to pay for. We've got cops and police and EMS we need to pay for. And even when you look at CSL's analysis, they tell you the real value of this arena is in the incremental value in concessions, in premium seating, in naming rights, in sponsor rights, all those things. So, you know, sometimes I was talking to a friend of mine, and we grew up on the far west side, 78245, and I was explaining to her the PFC and all these like special financing things. And she was like, wait, what now? And I said, yeah. Look, revenue sharing is when they get theirs, we get ours.
We want a taste. So,
and I think that's fair. And let's be clear. I asked yesterday, Bobby Perez, the representative for the Spurs. I said, hey, is the NBA, is there some prohibition on you all doing this? And they said no. So if they wanted to, they could.
So this report, economic impact report, projecting $18.7 billion over 30 years.
You're talking about the CSL report?
Yeah. Criticized because we don't know where that money is coming from and whether or not it cannibalizes other things that happen in San Antonio. Particularly, we're doing two major developments in downtown simultaneously. Mm-hmm. We have the Missions Ballpark and this together. And I'm speaking to experts on these types of developments. They say they've never seen anything like this before. And one side could promise all these benefits, but basically they're kind of double dipping on what these two projects can do. And we need to be looking at this in total, not in isolation about what this means for San Antonio.
Preach.
I mean, is that the way you're talking
about it? Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've summarized our 9-hour council meeting yesterday. Right.
Well, and you so heard a lot. But there's a lot of important discussion.
I think to your point, the importance of an independent economic analysis. Councilwoman Castillo yesterday raised a very interesting point that I don't think was not known by some of the council members, which is that CSL, the city vendor that did that analysis, one of their owners is Sixth Street. And Sixth Street Partners is also one of the owners of the Spurs. So we've got that piece of it. We've got some analysis that was provided by the Spurs. And again, I think an independent analysis would give all of us the confidence to move forward. And frankly, if those numbers are right, CSL and Spurs consultant, then that it just corroborates what you've put forward. So that's good. But if it's different, we need the opportunity to review that.
Are you going to go for another vote this time? Get it on the agenda, have it voted on in the council for a pause? Because we couldn't do it last night because it wasn't on the agenda. Now you're going to try and put that on the agenda.
I think it's important. I think in an independent economic analysis, we need that piece of information to give everybody the confidence that we have done our due diligence. There, we have the time, right? We certainly have some outstanding questions. So let's answer all those things and let's move forward smartly.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones, for coming over here. We appreciate that. I I'm sure you got to go back across the street to City Council and do more stuff.
Thank you.
And that's The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.